Thank you, Mr. President. The Holy See intends to renew its encouragement and appeal to international community to continue on the path it has taken for the reduction of human sufferings and to mitigate the negative consequences of hostilities. Every step in this direction contributes to increasing awareness that the cruelty of conflicts must be done away with in order to resolve tensions by dialogue and negotiation, and also by ensuring that international law is respected. Mr. President, in this regard, the Holy See wishes to renew its serious and repeated concerns to encourage states, parties to act on two particular issues that are relevant for the purpose of the CCW. First, explosive weapons. The tragic experience of conflicts all over the world showed that the use of explosive weapons with devastating effects in populated areas has a dramatic long-term humanitarian impact. It creates deadly injuries and permanent impairments, often leaving behind deadly explosive remnants of war, which can kill and maim civilians long after the end of hostilities. Furthermore, millions of refugees and displaced persons are often fleeing violence and desolation caused by the use of ever more powerful conventional weapons in urban settings. In this regard, conventional weapons are truly becoming less and less conventional, and more weapons of mass displacement, as their destructive power and sophistication is able to devastate entire cities, schools, hospitals, infrastructures, and services essential to the population. Two, incendiary weapons. The continued reported use of incendiary weapons, which causes excruciatingly painful burns leading to long-term physical and psychological injuries or death, call into question the adequacy of Protocol 3 in reducing human suffering. This delegation wishes to reiterate the need for an honest technical and legal review of the provisions contained in Protocol 3 in order to strengthen this instrument so as to remain relevant in today's conflicts and enhance the protection granted to the civilians and combatants. Mr. President, in conclusion, the Holy See hopes that the flexibility of the CCW can lead to effective improvements of the protection of civilians and combatants through further development of international humanitarian law, fully considering the nature of modern armed conflicts and the physical, moral, and spiritual suffering that accompany them. Thank you, Mr. President.